So we were all talking about the cold weather's coming. What do we do about our plants? And the guy at the desk next to me is Jed Bohl. And guess what story he's working on for KSL 5 tonight?
That's what I'm working on. We headed over to Glover Nursery in West Jordan because I'm not a master gardener, but I wanted to find out what plants are most vulnerable.
Well, you did the deep dig, so what did you find out today about tonight's weather?
Right. Well, among your vegetables, particularly if you've just planted, we're always told to wait until after Mother's Day. Well, it's after Mother's Day, so plenty of people have already planted. With your tomatoes, your bell peppers, and the things that grow on vines, like cucumbers, squash, and eggplant, those are very vulnerable right now, especially if we get some snow and some cold temperatures. Cover them if you can.
Now, how do you cover them?
One simple way is with a box or a series of boxes. You turn the empty box upside down, just put it over the plant.
Cardboard?
Yeah, cardboard box, maybe a 5-gallon jug, or even some plastic containers. Other people will use tarps and stakes and things like that, but cover them if you can. Of course, we know that covering all of your plants in the entire garden is hardly ever feasible.
So more plants.
Exactly.
I mean, so you've talked about the vines. What else do we have to worry about tonight?
Well, among your flowers, the perennials, unless you just put them in the last couple of weeks, well, if they are perennials and you put them in within the last couple of weeks, they may also still be tender and vulnerable. But for your annuals, if you just put those in, those may also be very vulnerable. You'll want to cover those if you can as well.
You know who I feel sorry for? The guys at the nurseries.
Yeah.
They must be going crazy today.
Well, they've had a busy day. They have all of their plant starts out in the middle of the nursery, out in the outside. Well, they've pulled all of those back into the greenhouses today. So they're doing a lot of scrambling at the nurses, and they urge all of us to cover what we can. Hey, and here's another good tip that they gave us. For the hanging baskets that you might have just bought for your wife or your mother for Mother's Day,
sure,
you can just bring those inside the garage or put them underneath the porch if that's also feasible at your house.
Yeah, you don't want to forget about those after just a few short days.